Now, the afagav, the musvei kedisha, even though the musaf is more kaddish, like Rashi says, let's say it's musafim shal Shabbos, so it has the kedusha Shabbos aleihem. Mashenken the tamid that comes every single day, it doesn't have to do with Shabbos. So even though the musaf is more kaddish, still we bring the tamid because it's more tadar. So Mara says no, otu Shabbos lo musafim ahanoi le tamidim lo ahanoi. The pshat is even the korban atamid you bring today, still it's a Shabbos ikka korban. Since it's a Shabbos ikka korban, it's smart to say it has kedusha. So therefore, the tamid comes first because it's tadar and mekudish. So you have no proof to our shayla. Toshima, it says also before that Musvei Shabbos Kaidmin the Musvei Rosh Chodesh. That Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, you bring the Musvei Shabbos first, it's more tadar. And the Kashra is by states that Rosh Chodesh is more Makudish. And Rashi says, the Yikri Mayid, because Musafim is called the Mayid. And the Shita brings down also, because it has a Sayyachatis, Shemachapra Tumas Nidish Kodeshav. So the kids of the Musvei of Rosh Chodesh has special Kodesh to it. And still we see Musvei Shabbos comes first, so you see Tadi comes first. So Mar says no, Otu Rosh Chodesh, again the same Svara, the Musafim, Didei Yehani, the Musafim Shabbos Leihani, like any Korban that's brought today also has Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore the Musvei Shabbos, since it's Tadi and it's Mekudish, it comes first. Toshma coming here, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Kaidmin the Musa Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah you have to bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh because it's Tadir, even though the Chura, the one for Rosh Hashanah, is more Mekudesh. Afagav, the Rosh Hashanah, Kitsha, even though it's already Rosh Hashanah, that has more Kedusha. So again, the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Otu, do you think, Rosh Hashanah, Le Musve, Didei Yehani, Le Musve, Rosh Chodesh, Le Yehani? Do you think that the Rosh Hashanah only helps for its own Musaf, and not for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Le Maisa, today's Rosh Hashanah? Even the Musa Rosh Chodesh that's brought today also has more Kedusha. So therefore the Tadir comes first. Talmud says, Toshima, come in here. Dovrach, another reason is Gemara and Brochus talks about when we make Kiddush, it's Machlokes Beisham and Beisilu, do we first make Kiddush and then the Borei Pri HaGofen? Or do we act like Beisilu the way we do, first we make the Borei Pri HaGofen and then we make Kiddush? So Beisilu says, Dovrach, another reason is Birchus HaYayin Tadira. The Bor Pri HaGofen that comes off and you make a lot of times a Bor Pri HaGofen. Mashenken the Birchus Sayyim Kiddush and it's a deer, it only happens once. V'tadi v'shen atadi atadi kaidim. Now I forgot the Birchus Sayyim Kiddusha, even though the Kiddush we make, that Baruch has more Kiddusha to it. So as Tuchura still you see the Bor Pri HaGofen comes first because it's Tadim. So you see Tadim a Kiddush, Tadim is Adif. So Mor says no, again the same Svara. Otu Shabbos, you think Shabbos the Birchus Hayayim Hanoi, the Birchus Hayayim Loi Hanoi, the Maisa today Shabbos, so even the Baruch Pri HaGofen you make, it's also like the beginning of Kiddush, it's also like Tzorach Shabbos, but also there's Kedusha to it. Therefore we make the Baruch Pri HaGofen first, because it's Tadr. Tor Shema coming here, the Yom Rab Yechanon, Halocho, Mispal Olodom Shomincho, the Yechakach Shomusofim. Let's say a person did not daven Musaf yet, and it's already 12:30, it's already the time to daven mincha. So he holds the locker, he's supposed to daven mincha first, before you daven musaf. And why? Because mincha is tadir, tadir is shayna tadir, tadir is kaidim. So here you see, tadir comes before mekudish of mispal tefillas musaf. So again the Gemara says, no, otu shabbos the tefillas musaf am anoi, the tefillas mincha loy anoi, the monoshoch. Whatever day it is that you daven musaf, if it's shabbos, let's say, so even the mincha and shabbos also has special kedusha to it. Therefore, the mincha has kedusha and tadir. Therefore, mincha comes first. Agav lemaisa, we only paskin this by yochid by yechidus. We daven b'tzibur. That's even by simchas Torah. By the time they come to musaf, it's ready. There's man mincha. Still, the minig is by tzibur. We always daven musaf first and then mincha. Toshima, it says shlomim shel emosh chatis v'yoshim shel yoyim. Let's say the kainim has meat left over yesterday's shlomim and today's chatos of today's oshim. It says in the Mishnah before shlomim shalem mishkoidim that is supposed to eat yesterday's shlomim first because it's a zilzul like to leave over that meat. Since the meat is from yesterday, it's a zilzul to leave it over. So shlomim shalem mishkoidim, but the diak is for idi vidi diyoim, master of both pieces of meat
or from today, then chates piyoshim kodmi. The next time, then you should eat from the korban, from the chates of niyoshim. That you should eat first. The yafagav, even though the shlomim to dira, even though shlomim is more tader. Rashi says shein mitzuyin. Why is the shlomim more tader? Because it's found around much more. Mitzav shaboyim v'nedru v'nedava. You can bring it v'nedru v'nedava. You see, even though it's tadir, still Makudish comes first. The Chattis and the Yashim comes first. Smur says, no. Omar Rova, Motzi Kamrit. Like, it's not really a din tadir here. It's only because it's Motzi, because you find it around. In other words, Rashi says, ain't to the Rosi Chayva. It's not a Chayv to bring a Shlomim more often. Just Lamais, it's found more. So therefore, that's not a Shaila. Motzi Kamrit. Tadir can be boilon. Our Shaila is about the tadir. But mostly, like me, bolon and echanami, just the fact that something is found around more, that's not a svara to come before Makudish. So, avad, if you have the meat of a korban shlamim, or the meat of a korban chatis, avad, you should eat the meat from a korban chatis first, it's more Makudish. Even though the shlamim is mostly, but it's not pateras, it's not a choiv to be brought more often. O male rafuna, ba yudul rava, otoi, mostly lav todder. Don't you think something that's motzui has the milo of todir? Isn't that also considered todir? For a time you learn like this. I'll take out the loch by korban pesach. Shame todir. It doesn't happen so often. For but I will not take out from the drosha a milo shitadira. That a milo is considered more todir. Rashi says, for a pesach a milo, einshin chorus. That if you don't bring a pesach, you don't have a mila, you chayav karis. So I would have thought to say, b'shagosin to bring a chatis. Talmud says, no, shloshi yasenu, that yotze pesach mila goes out pesach mila, that there are mitzvahs nesei, not a loisa say, says no, korban chatis. So Mor says, I would have thought to say, only a pesach maybe does not bring korban chatis. Why? Shein a todir. It doesn't happen too often. But I should not take out a mila since it's todir. And that we don't should know, the pesach says, asher loisa yasenu. That since something is found more often, it's also considered tadir. Like the mila, just the fact that it's found more often. The Gemara says, my tadira. What does it mean tadira here? It means tadira the mitzvahs. So the mila is tadir the mitzvahs. Rashi says it means sedura the mitzvahs. It's prepared with mitzvahs. Shenichris to aler, shalash esre brisois b'tzivuyim. There are 13 different tzivuyim about mila. Therefore, it's called Tadir, it's Tadir with its mitzvahs. That's why Mila has a Maila. Not just on the fact that it's Motzui, but also as a din of Tadir, there's so many Sivuyim, so many Brises involved with it. V'yiboy Yisem, another Teretz is, Mila l'gavi Pesach, ki Tadir Damir. I'll tell you, it's like Dami. Rashi says, Shemotzi Harbe, that you have so many more Brist Mila than you have a Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is only once a year. Mila you have every single day of the year. So that has the mile of a big tadir. Benachanami, just something like korban shlamim over korban chatis, that's only called motzui, that does not have the chshivas to be tadir. The boilu, I have no question like this now. Tadir v'shena tadir, v'kodam v'shochad l'shena tadir. Let's say you have a korban tamid in front of you, and you have, let's say, a korban shlamim, so rather the korban at tamid is more tadir. And you were supposed to shech, let's say, the korban hatomit first, and you went ahead by mistake and you shechted the shlomim. V'kodam v'shochad l'shena todir. My, what's going to be the locker now? Mi yamrinu, do I say? Kivun the shochta, since you started to make the shechit ready on the korban shlomim, makriv lei, you should finish off doing all the avoidis to the korban shlomim. Do the zrik also. I do maybe know. Yoyev liyachad imamaris pedomai. True, you made the shechita, but that's it. Right after the shechita, you have to make the kabbalas adam. But now, leave the dam in the kli and have somebody stir it up so dam does not yellow up like become hard, so you can't make a zrik later. So let somebody be maris. Let him mix up the dam. Ah, the makavila todir, until you come back to the korban atomid and make the shechita over there and make the zrika and vohoda makavila shena todir, and then you come back and finish off the shlamin. Just the Shaila, since you started already with the Shlomim, is a spot that you should finish it, or maybe no, come back and do the Tadir first. Samar Afuna Misuria, Ravuna said, Misur Yitoshma, come in here. You have now Mishnah that Shlomim Shalemosh, we have a Korban Shlomim from yesterday, and Chatas Vyoshim Shoyim, and you have the meat of the Korban Chatas from today, Shalemosh Kaidim Lishoyim. You're supposed to eat yesterday's first, it's a Zul that's leave over yesterday's. Mashmudo Hodiyoim, but we have today's Shlomim, Dum Yidiyemish, just like yesterday's Shlomim, still Chatas would come first. Now, Vechidomi, how would that mean you have today's Shlomim like yesterday's? It must mean, in a case, to Kodam Shechtel Shlomim, that you went ahead first and Shechtel the Shlomim first. Still, the din is, Chates V'Oshom Kadmi. Still, the din is supposed to eat from the meat of the Korban Chates and the Korban Shlomim first. Even though you started already with the Shlomim, still, you're supposed to stop and continue on with the Mormon Kodesh. Continue on with the Chatas and the Yoshim. So who you see, you are supposed to stop. And Rashi says the Havamina right now is not out the Bosor, but the Havamina is the Korban Shlomim of yesterday is here, meaning you didn't shecht it from yesterday. The verse makes Neshchit today. Indeed, that would be Mashmado if you shecht today's first. You shecht the Korban Shlomim that you first make Makdashit today, and you shecht it first, then it didn't should be you have to stop. Let somebody mix up the dam, go and check the chatis, make this rikah, and then come back to the shlomim. So you see, a makudish, ain't a makudish, even though you started the ain't a makudish first, still you have to come back to the makudish. So it could be the same story by a tadi also. Samura says, no, that's not the pshat here. Dilmer shlomim the emish, the chatis v'yoshim the yoim, hechi mishkachas lo. What's the case talking about? The shachtinu l'tavayu. Ravad, you shechted already both of them. That's the case. In other words, the Maisi, you shecht to the Shlomim, and you shecht to the Chatis, and you do not make either Zrika yet. So now the locher is that you're supposed to finish and make the Zrika of the Chatis first, but only because you already made the Shchita on the Chatis. But it could be if you did not shecht the Korban Chatis yet, you only shechted first the Korban Shlomim, it could be Tiberloch. We have a Shaila, maybe the Svar would be you should first finish off the Korban Shlomim, so you have no proof. Toshma coming here, again like we had before, Dabrachar, Birchas Hayayin Tadiro, or Birchas Yamena Tadiro. Fatog Mashena Tadiro Tadiro Kaidim. That's why you make a bar prayer offering first. So who the proof is, even though it's already Shabbos, like Shabbos is already Makudish first, still you have a right to stop with the Shabbos and do the, and make the bar prayer offering. You see, Tadiro comes first, even though you started with the other one. So you have a proof, even though like you started with we started with the other one, Einam Kodesh, still you're supposed to stop it and do the Tadir. Even you start in the Tadir. Samura says, no, Achinami, Kivun the Yasin, Kiman, the Shachta Tavayar Dami. Lamais, now when you're going to make Kiddush, you have the Yain in front of you also. So even though like the Shabbos came first, but Lamais, you have the wine also now, like you only make Kiddush on the wine. So it's like both of them are in front of you, therefore the Tadir comes first. If you only have the other one first, maybe you would finish that one first. So Toshma, the Amr of Yechanan, Halochim is Paladim Shamincha, Yechakach Shamusafim. So here you see Yedavim Mincha first, even though, like the Musafim started already. So Gemara says, no, Hochinami, Kivun the Moti is Mad Filus Mincha. Since Lamais now, it's after 12:30, it says Mad Yedavim Mincha ready, command the Shchita, Tavayo Dom, as if both of them are in front of you. So the man now of both. So the man of the Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Musafim. Therefore, since Mincha is more Todir, that comes first. We have no proof to our Shaila. We already started the Ein Todir or the Ein Makudish. Maybe you should finish that one first, maybe not. Oh, Malay Rav Achoy, Bered Rav Ashil Ravino. Sounds like this. Shachutu Kaidim Chatzais. If you shech to the Korban Pesach before Chatzais Nera Pesach, Possel. It's Possel. Why Shinema? If Neshinema, what it says, you have to shecht it after Chatzais, not before Chatzais. What's going to be Kodim L'Tamid? Kosher. Let's say you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Tamid Shabbat Abayim, it's kosher. But still, V'yememaris B'domoy, Ach Yisra Kadam, it says clearly, you're supposed to stop after the Shechit, after the Kabbalah, and have somebody mix up the dam, and then go bring the Tamid Shabbat Abayim. Since even though you started with the Korban Pesach, still you're supposed to stop and continue on with the Korban HaTamid. Samura says, no, there's no proof. Hofer, my askina could be who going to kodim shach to l'tomid v'resha. Could be here that first they made the shechita on the korban atomid shavein abayim, and then by mistake they made the shechita on the korban pesach. So even though now they have both dams in front of them, and the chanami is supposed to continue on back with the korban atomid first, because that's mutadu. But maybe if you only had a shechita on the pesach and you did not start with the korban atomid at all yet, maybe you should finish off with the korban pesach. Oh, Malay Ravacho Sabo, Ravashi, Masnitz and Namidek is also proof in the Mishnah over there that we're talking about you made a shechita already on the Korban Atomid. And Tony says, Ashi Yisra Kadam, for like a Tony, Ashi Yishkref Yisra Dam, doesn't say until you make a shechita on the Korban Atomid and make the Zrika. Just as you have to wait with the Korban Pesach until you make the Zrika on the Korban Atomid. Mashmi, you already made the shechita. Therefore, there's no proof to our Shaila. Then the Mishnah ends off, the Kulon Kanam Rishoyim. The Kanam have right to change around the meat, to teat it any way they want. My time was the reason on my core, the Pasuk says, L'moshcho, that they're supposed to eat it. L'moshcho, which means Ligdula. They're supposed to eat it the best way they want. Means Kederach Sham Lochem Eichlem. They have to eat the meat the same way kings eat the meat. Therefore, the Kanam have right to eat it any way they want, any way that tastes better for them, it's good. Now the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Shimon, Im royis shemen shu mischalak biyazoro. If you ever find shemen being given out to the kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash, yishno ein sorokli shur mahu. You don't have to ask the question, what type of shemen is this? Ela for sure is coming either moiser rikik minchas yisrael, even if the leftover of a minchas yisrael where they bring rikikim, where the pasuk says rikikim chalos boilim rikikim moishchon, which means you pour oil over this mincha, and the leftover shemen is given out to the kahanim. Or else, the luk shemen shal mitzvah, after the mitzvah has to bring the luk shemen, they have to put it on his hands. But in raglov, the leftover that shemen is mischala given out to the kahanim. That's where the shemen is from. What's going to be in roi shemen shunitin agabi ishim? Let's say you see the oil in the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash that's being burnt on the mizbeach. Is also in Sorokli Shomau, you do not have to ask the question, where is this shaman coming from? What type of shaman is it? Ela, rather, it's either one of these two. Ela, Moiser, Rikike, Minchas Kahanim. It's the leftover shaman from the Minchas Kahanim. That by Minchas Kayin, just like his Minchas Kule Kolo, the whole thing is burnt. The same thing, the shaman is also Kule burnt. Or else Minchas Kayin Mashiach. Or else when a Kayin Godel brings his Minch also, the whole thing is burnt. But there's no other question about where the shemen comes from. Why? Because our mission holds, the Tanakam holds at least, shem is not from shemen. There's no way to bring in a dova, to bring a mincha of shemen by itself. So therefore, you know exactly what the shemen is doing. However, Rabbi Tarfon Neiman know that misnad from shemen, a person has the right to bring a neder on a dova just of shemen. And the shemen itself could be like a mincha. We'll see in the Gemara. And you take a kemitza of the shemen, you burn it, and the rest of it is Nechol HaKhanim. So according to Rav Tarfon, you could have another suffix at the beginning. If you see the shemen being divided out by the Khanim, what type of shemen that is? According to Rav Tarfon, it's a suffix. Maybe it's from a mincha, from a minchas shemen. The other Gemara says like this. Omar Shmuel,